It is always a pleasure to be here with all of you today as we recognize this year's winners of the National Design Awards. Every day, these visionary designers are pushing boundaries, creating and revealing beauty where we least expect it, and helping us all lead healthier, more sustainable lives. Tim Prestero and his colleagues at Design That Matters helped create revolutionary products for developing countries, including a neonatal incubator made of spare car parts and a projector for nighttime adult literacy classes in Africa. Another one of our honorees, Janine Binyas, has been a leading light in the field of biomimicry, helping us draw inspiration from nature to design new sustainable technologies. And as she puts it, we are part of a brilliant planet. We are surrounded by genius. And then there's Richard Saul Werman, who has, and quite dashing and sassy, I must say, who has spent his career transforming information into knowledge and helping us better understand the world around us. He's published, written, and designed more than 80 books, been a little busy, and he actually coined the term information architecture. But in the end, as he put it, he does this work not for fame, fortune, or money, but just really to do something good. And that is the defining characteristic of today's honorees. All of them have done something really good for our country and our world. From the clothes we wear, to the technologies we use, to the public spaces we enjoy, their work affects just about every aspect of our lives. And on days like today, when we gather to celebrate these extraordinary individuals, it's as easy to go on and on about everything they've achieved and the impact that they've had. It is a very easy thing to do with this group, but it's also important to remember that today's award ceremony is only part of the story. We know that for these men and women, the journey to this day began long before they ever walked through the doors of the White House. It started in studios and classrooms and dorm rooms where they spent long hours and late nights hunched over a sketch pad or squinting at a computer screen, drafting and redrafting and re-redrafting. And this is a point I especially want to emphasize for all of the young people who have joined us today. What you guys have to understand is that these honorees weren't born brilliant designers. They became brilliant designers because they worked hard. They're here today because they had a dream, and they put in long, hard, exhausting work, all of that it takes to follow that dream. And that's why we invited all of you amazing young people here today, because we want to send you a simple message. That if you put the time and effort in, if you dream big and truly believe in yourselves, then one day you too can create the designs that can change our lives. You can do this, and maybe even come back and win an award or two or three or eight or 10. You all are here today because we believe in you. And that's really important for you to know. You are here because we all believe in you. And that's why Cooper Hewitt created its Design Prep Scholars Program. And I am thrilled that you all have done this. And I know that we've got some young people from the program here today. I got to meet some of them. And I'd like to ask them to please stand so that we can see you in the room. All of do it. Come on. You can do it. Stand up. Now, the first thing you have to learn is you can't be shy about getting some attention. Cooper Hewitt created this program because they know how much promise all of you have. And they want you to have every opportunity to fulfill that promise. And that's the same reason why we've worked so hard to open the doors of this White House to as many young people as possible, whether it's hosting workshops on everything from jazz to poetry to modern dance. We want to expose talented young people, just like all of you, to the rich culture, to the rich cultural life of this country. And we want you to feel and believe that you belong here. You know, that is really important, that you belong in those chairs, that you get comfortable around these tables. Like you have a place in our museums, that you have a place in our concert halls, in the halls of power, not just here in DC, but anywhere you go. And that is also the mission of the man that I have the pleasure now of introducing. Dr. Wayne Clough, who I've come to know and respect and admire, is the secretary of the Smithsonian Institution, and he has been working tirelessly with his team to ensure that all Americans can benefit from everything the Smithsonian has to offer. He has created all kinds of educational programs for our young people. He has put the Smithsonian on YouTube. That's for the young people. On Facebook, Twitter, they're doing it all. You're tweeting. No, okay. So he is doing everything in his power to keep the Smithsonian on the map and to make sure that everyone around this country and around the world has access to its resources. So one thing I want the young people to know is that in exchange for this lunch, the one thing that I ask young people is that when you get in these seats, that you reach back as well, because that's how we give back. Your responsibility is to make a place for the next set of young people when you get these opportunities, when you become the Secretary of the Smithsonian or the First Lady of the United States or the President of the United States, whatever one you choose. That you always find a way to keep bringing other young people along with you. We got that? Fair deal? All right, and with that, I am so thrilled to introduce Dr. Wayne Clough, who will take us to the next phase of the program. And we're close to lunch. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you. Thank you. And to all those young people who are thinking about my job, just wait till I retire before you start competing. I want to thank Mrs. Obama for everything she does for the Smithsonian. She and the president are tremendous supporters of the Smithsonian, and we are very grateful for that. And she continues to serve as the honorary patron for this wonderful event. She is an influential advocate, as you know, for design innovation, as you just heard, and as she has expressed herself and in all of her actions, and in support of the National Design Awards. Of course, as the First Lady said, we see design around us every day in everything small and large, from the paperclip to the shuttle Discovery. The awards demonstrate and celebrate how design affects the quality of our life, our community, our education, our economy, and yes, our environment. And this year marks the 13th anniversary of the awards program, which will be formally celebrated on October the 17th at the Gala Ceremony in New York City. In conjunction with the awards, Cooper Hewitt invites the public to participate in the online People's Design Award, now in its seventh year. The winner will be announced at the gala. In 2011, the winner was Design Matters, a free podcast about design and culture created and hosted by Debbie Millman, and Debbie is with us today. This morning, of course, Cooper Hewitt held its third DC-based Teen Design Fair. Our award winners, our jurors, and guest designers discuss careers in design, inspiring more than 300 teens to take on this as a career. This is an exciting and valuable program, and many thanks to so many who put it on, particularly Cooper Hewitt. I applaud all of today's talented designers and congratulate them for winning the awards for helping us educate the next generation of design leaders. I'd like to welcome all of our 15 teens who are here and say congratulations from the Smithsonian. You'll certainly have something to tweet and talk about after today. Wait till after lunch. We wouldn't be doing this without the continued support, of course, of Target, which has made today's Teen Design Fair and numerous elements of the National Design Week possible for the seventh year in a row. Let's give Target a hand. Target is one of the most philanthropic companies in the United States. Since 1946, it's generously given 5% of its income to local communities, equaling more than $3 million every week. In addition, as part of its new education initiative, Target is on track to reach $1 billion in giving to education by the end of the year 2015. This includes Target's generous support for the Cooper Hewitt, particularly the new education center in Harlem, which we opened in May, and other Smithsonian education programs. We also thank Nissan for getting us here, Behance for getting the awards online, and Fast Company for getting design out there. The Smithsonian is fortunate to have an extraordinary director of Cooper Hewitt, Bill Margridge, who is unable to be with us today because of illness. So, in his stead, Cooper Hewitt's very creative associate director, Caroline Bauman, was here today. Caroline?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you, Mrs. Obama, for challenging us to bring the experience of the National Design Award winners to a much broader public. Today is truly an extraordinary day. We are sharing in a momentous event, recognizing and celebrating that design is everywhere and impacts all of us. I'd like to echo the Secretary's acknowledgement of Target. It is thanks to our longtime partner, Target, and their support that has made today's fantastic Teen Design Fair and numerous elements of National Design Week possible for the seventh year in a row, as well as our marvelous new Cooper Hewitt Design Center in Harlem, which opened on May 12th. In our very first day at the Cooper Hewitt Design Center, we welcomed over 1,000 people. Since then, hundreds of students, families, and educators have participated in our educational programs in just these past 2 months. We've also brought design into the New York City classrooms, already impacting 17,000 students in our very first year of this programming. Cooper Hewitt's mission is to explore the impact of design on daily life and advance the public's understanding of design. We do this through our collections, exhibitions, and educational and online programs. The 15 students here today represent the thousands of young people our programs serve every year. I am absolutely thrilled to introduce to you today the talented individuals whose work brought us all into this room today. Design pioneers and thinkers such as Richard Saul Wurman, who has transformed the way we see information and exchange ideas. Janine Benyus, who encourages us to take a closer look at nature in order to explore its sustainable design solutions. Red Burns, a pioneering force in shaping the interactive media world as a designer and educator. We recognize Design That Matters, led by Timothy Prostero, an organization that uses design to bring positive change to developing communities worldwide. Architects Mac Scoggin and Merrill Elam, who have not only impacted the built environment, but are also known as being unerringly generous in their support of emerging architects. For making critical thinking and reflection in visual communication a thing of beauty and contemplation, graphic designer Rebecca Mendez. We applaud Tom Brown, whose fashions evoke the past with an updated sensibility. Evan Roth creates engaging interactions that push the boundaries on what we see and experience. Architect Clive Wilkinson for designing unique interiors that empower and invigorate organizations through creative environments. Chris Reed and Scott Bishop of STOS for uniting infrastructure, functionality, and ecology to make our urban communities stronger. And we celebrate product designer Scott Wilson, who has carved out a new path for creatives and aspiring entrepreneurs around the world. These are our 2012 National Design Award winners. Please do stand so that we may recognize you for shaping the way we live, work, and interact with our environment and with each other. You have enhanced our lives. Thank you so much. And again, many, many thanks to First Lady Michelle Obama for your gracious embrace of the value of design in forwarding American innovation. Thank you.